Big news of the day. Jeremy Pena is back. He is back.
It's a panty dropper.
That's right. Jeremy Pena, and he was an MVP candidate. He was second to only Aaron Judge when it came to war in the big leagues when he got injured. He has been out, I would say, Clint, a lot longer than maybe I thought he initially was going to be out. But he is back in the lineup from that broken rib, and he is good to go. And he, I would presume, will be in the leadoff spot. And that lineup will be interesting to see what that looks like with now some of the added guys in from the Correas. And I do, the lineup is out. You ready for this sucker?
Wow. The question is, are you ready? I'm going to guess not.
Jeremy Pena.
Oh, wow, Tyler. Tyler, you hear this?
Altuve.
Yeah, screw you, man.
He's just casually going through.
That's cool, lineup. Ron. Screw you, bro.
Altuve is the DH.
Nah, you
tonight.
Know what you're doing right now. This is whack, bro.
Missed who opportunity. Huge missed opportunity.
Who you think's in the three spot?
This ain't cool, man.
Mr. She Knows.
No.
Oh, ouch.
Jesus Sanchez is batting third. Wanted that left-handed bat there.
Get that lefty in there now.
They had to get that lefty in there to break it up a little bit.
I should have known it was going to be made way too difficult.
Yep. And then Correa is batting fourth, so he's in the cleanup spot with Diaz catching tonight behind him. Walker behind Diaz. Diaz has been getting hot, so they've dropped Christian Walker in the lineup. And old Taylor Trammell, he's still in that sucker. And, wow, this is interesting. Cam Smith is batting eighth in the lineup tonight with Dubon batting ninth. So that is the lineup tonight. Dubon is playing second base tonight, batting ninth. So it is, again, Pena leading off back in it. Altuve is the DH. Sanchez, the newly acquired outfielder from the Miami Marlins. And Correa, Diaz, Walker, Trammell, Cam Smith, and Mauricio Dubon. That is the lineup for Hunter Brown tonight as they are in Fenway to face the Red Sox. Interesting group.
Yeah, get that lefty in there, man.
Get that lefty in there.
I'm anxious, not as anxious, obviously, to see him as I am Carlos Correa, but you know, another left-handed bat that brings some pop to the lineup, brings a little power to the lineup. So we'll see how he swings it, sitting right there between Altuve and Correa. We'll see.
Yeah. By the way, I see some people wondering, and I'll clear that up. Trammell is playing in center field, and Jesus Sanchez is playing in left field tonight. So yeah, that is, the outfield is Sanchez in left, Trammell in center, Cam Smith is in right field. So that is the outfield and the spots they're playing in. Someone wondered if Sanchez was playing in center. No, he is not. So that is the lineup tonight as we see Correa in the cleanup spot and Pena back in the leadoff spot right there for the Astros tonight. So it'll be fun watching the fellas come back. Too bad it's going to be a bit of a long road trip before Carlos Correa gets to come back and play at the Daikin for the first time.
I'll be there.
I know you will. I know you're going to get your ass on about that.
I'm considering it, Tyler.
That's good.
I'm considering it.
I'll take that.
Go ahead. Get out there. Get you some pennants.
What is that, a Tuesday night? Monday, Tuesday?
Believe it. I know it's the middle of the week. I believe it's a Tuesday. But I'll take that.
Those are doable, man.
As hard as it is to get you two dingoes out of the house, I'll take it.
Hey man, you're competing with three ladies. That's tough to do.
Hey, now it was tough in all seriousness, that's fair right there.
It was
that's
tough
fair.
When it was one. You had a chance then. Three?
Yeah, that's very fair.
I feel better. You left early the last time we went. All right.
That's one way to phrase it.
For you, it is.
Go into your tease here, buddy.
It was early. It was early.
Not really early because it went longer than games do. Yeah. Hey, tease, bud. Here we go.
You left before it ended. And we're all disappointed. All right. Nick Cayley spoke.
Ron.
He spoke about.
Freaking lame ass.
He spoke. Not to mention you wasted those brisket nachos. But Nick Cayley, he spoke about C.J. Stroud and what it looked like today. And it feels like it's looked like this a lot today. A lot of bodies around him. What he kind of had to go through with the parts around him. Here's Nick Cayley talking about his quarterback.
I mean, I think it's everything. I think it's timing. I think it's, you know, being a little, you know, anchoring a little bit more at times in the protection piece of it, being able to play more on time, you know, got to do a better job myself, maybe getting some more quick options there early on too. I think it's collectively, it's everything. It's not just one person. It's never just one person or one facet. Just think we got to continue to all evolve and get better, you know, collectively.
All right, so that is Nick Cayley talking about what he's seen from CJ, and I think a lot of that has happened since training camp started. And listen, Clint, we're not on In the Loop, which you should listen to every day, 10 to 2, with Reggie, OG, and Figgy. But, Clint, I have a confession, and I have been hiding this, and I have been trying to keep this down, but I have a confession. I'm extremely concerned about the offensive line. Like there you go. I'm in about a panic mode for the offensive line.
Really?
And yeah, I am. Listen, and I can understand how you may feel, or you may text in and say it is too early. I'm not going to say that you're wrong for that. Okay, I can understand how you get there. All right, I hope they honestly get it turned around, because as I've said before, I want to see the full greatness of what CJ Stroud can bring, because there is nothing more in sports that I love than seeing greatness. But I am absolutely concerned, Clint, because I thought there's going to be some growing pains. It might start slow. And now I've actually gotten to see it, Clinton. It has not made me feel any better about it. It's, in fact, made me feel worse about it. And when I just say it out loud, to me, they just went, I think, a very hopeful direction from the jump in how they approached fixing their biggest problem on the team last year. And the way it's showing up right now, to me, is not giving me any confidence that this thing is going to be fixed, or fixed the way they want it to be. And I just think, Clint, there's a potential that they have wasted the cheap years of CJ Stroud by not going and getting him the protection that he potentially will need, so we can see everything this offense can be. Because I'll be honest with you, Clint, maybe I'm higher on these guys. I really like the skill group. I like Nico. I like Christian Kirk. Obviously, if those guys stay healthy, I like Higgins. I like Noel. I think there's a lot of things they bring to the table. We've talked about Brevin Jordan and his speed and what he looks. I like what they bring, but I think this offense is going to be beholden to what the hell the offensive line can do. And I am just not confident right now at all. And it is not just it's early for me personally. It may be just early for you, and that is a opinion that I will respect, but it is I am a full level 10 concerned about what this offensive line, because I watched it last year and I don't see a lot of improvements to it.
Boy, that's a quick trigger you got there.
Yeah, well,
it didn't take much, huh?
Well, I mean, but they didn't give me much to work with, in my opinion. Like, from the jump, they said what we're going to do is we're going to take our right tackle and slip him inside to right guard, a position he's never played. And we're going to take Cam Robinson, who has been a guy that Jacksonville traded and then Minnesota only got when their left tackle got hurt. And he had some issues protecting the passer last year. We're going to bring him in at left tackle. And he hasn't even, as you said, it took him a while to completely secure his spot. We're going to bring in a guy in Lincoln Tomlinson. It's $4 million, not a year, but for the contract. And we're going to bring in David Andrews, a guy that New England didn't want, or a six-round pick in Jarrett Patterson to fill the center role. I didn't feel great about how they addressed it. And now what we've seen, that they're leaking water every single day when it comes to protecting the passer, which was the problem And I think they're going to, Clint, have to adjust to have everything quick, and we're not going to be able to see, I think, exactly what this skill group can bring. I am very concerned.
Ooh, that's interesting. Yeah, I'm not there. Now, I still think the jury is still out on the biggest part of all of this, which is Nick Caley. For me, what I've seen at practice, and I know if you just look at big picture and say the defense dominated once again, right? There's some fatigue there, and I understand the concern. But when I'm watching practice and I'm watching the pocket collapse, it has not been. Now, I may be wrong because I'm not being able to watch the film, but just from where I'm standing, and I'm not, I'm just going to tell you that I'm not much of a talker when I'm out there, or a thumber when I'm out there. I'm watching the action. So
remind me to come back to that at some point, because I didn't know that in the beginning, and I got a funny story. Go ahead, bro.
Well, I see guys getting beat, right? I see, tackles that are struggling with two of the top 6 to 8 edge rushers in the game. I don't see total chaos like what we watched, what we got used to last year. Now, we're also not seeing a bunch of pressure looks, Ron, so but I can just tell you that what I'm seeing is, I'm seeing a second round draft pick getting a lot of run at right tackle that from time to time is getting his ass whooped. That in a regular game, if the OC doesn't help him with some chips and some alignment stuff, that's on the OC.
And he's the one I really like.
Yeah. Well, Blake Fisher is getting whooped too. I mean, again, it's not like we're watching guards just constantly get ate up with the tackle in twist game and just have look like they have no idea what they're doing. You know what I mean? Like it's the typical football stuff. Like your pockets collapsing because your tackles are getting ran. You got to figure out a way to help those guys. You got to figure out a way to get those guys to anchor down a little bit more. And I think they'll do that. Will it be great? Probably not. But will it be significantly better than last year? Yes.
Yeah, but will it be good enough for what they need? And I hope it's not an S show like it was last year. But as someone texted in, you wouldn't do crap against this defense either, Ron. That's just dumb. What do you?
I'd show up to try to watch you though. I'd show up to practice and watch you try.
I'm a radio host.
Give all the effort.
I'm glad. I hope you felt great after you hit the enter button on that one.
It probably went
solid move.
Yeah, but no. I listen again. If you and I see some people saying, Ron, I completely agree with you. Caserio didn't do much of anything to help this O line. They have said, Clint, and we knew it when we watched what they did. We're going to focus on, all right, man, we believe the coaching and we believe the scheme is going to be better. And that's what's going to fix it. And I understand, Clint, I promise you, I don't know if you've heard the type of questions I have tried to pose to you over the last week and a half. And I've listened to you and I've taken in all right, yep, they're not game planning for anything. Gotcha. All right, that makes a difference. All right, I'm also thinking to myself, yeah, but they ain't seeing no blitz looks either. They're not seeing any exotic blitzes either. They're just getting their asses kicked up front. And damn it, yes, they are facing Will Anderson and Danielle Hunter. You know who else got good players on the defensive line? All of these other teams that they got to deal with. And I am sorry I said this the other day, Clint. There is nothing about what I watched them that makes me think they're going to then be a dominant run team, which would also offset and help them. There is nothing about it that makes me think these dudes are about to run folks over in the run game.